Ron, you talked a lot about humility during this four-part series, The Truth About Conflict. As we wrap this teaching up today, I'm wondering if you would elaborate on how pride and humility can impact the life of a Christian.
I sure can, Brian. You know, pride and selfishness are at the root of every sin there is. We don't kill or steal or lust, nor do we fight for our right to be right, unless we're thinking of ourselves. What you want, what you gain, and of course any other form of deliberate, willful disobedience against God not only points to our self-centeredness, but to pride, because we are demonstrating by our actions that God's commandments and instruction don't mean very much to us, that we know better than He does, that we're smarter and even wiser. There's no greater demonstration of pride than that. Humility, on the other hand, precedes almost every good gift from God. Our very salvation is preceded by humility, as we have to admit we need a Savior before we can receive Him. Spiritual growth works the same way. As we humble ourselves and submit to God's ways, we learn and grow. We're conformed more closely to the image of Christ along the way. Pride, though, will always precede man's fall. Humility will always precede God's grace. It's true when it comes to conflict, and it's true in every area of life.